Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Five fire departments responded to a barn blaze Saturday morning. Shortly after 7 a.m., the Faribault Fire Department, Rice County Sheriff's Office, and North Memorial Ambulance responded to a turkey barn fire at 24811 Cabot Avenue, just south of Faribault. Fire Chief Dustin Dienst reports the barn was fully engulfed upon arrival. Medford, Morristown, Nurse Strand, and Kenyon fire departments were called in to assist with water supply and manpower. Firefighters were on scene for nearly 4 hours. The building is a total loss, and all 18,000-day-old turkeys perished inside. The Faribault Fire Department will work closely with the State Fire Marshal's Office, the owners of the barn, and private investigators to determine the cause. Dienst commented, "Responders were presented with some unique challenges on this fire. Their training and professionalism showed as damage was limited to the structure of origin and no one was injured." The senior housing project slated for space across from the Northfield Hospital is moving forward. NHNC President and CEO Steve Underdahl said the city and Yannick Companies, the developer, are working through the development agreement.
The contractor right now is really, as I understand it, really working on trying to stage the assets that they need to have in terms of subcontractors and all of those things to be ready to rock and roll when they can get into the ground.
The plan is to break ground in early summer and complete the project by 2019. In other construction news, the hospital's Express Care Clinic build-out and remodeling is nearly complete. It's attached to Sterling Drug on Division Street across from Econo Foods. New signage is up, and the finishing touches are happening at Sterling Drug. The Express Clinic is for folks that may wake up with an ailment and want to be seen right away.
And it's all done for the and so we think this is going to be not only a really helpful level of service for the community, but also something that adds to the sort of the walkability downtown, folks that, you know, aren't necessarily in a position to always, you know, hop in a car and, you know, drive to one of the other locations.
Underdahl said they're doing the last hiring and hope to be open by mid-April. He added,
"The primary providers will essentially be mid-level practitioners, advanced nurse practitioners, and PAs.
Family physician Dr. Adam Alabuni will be the medical director. Health Finders has already moved in and are up and running. As school safety has been top of mind, the Northfield School Board drafted a collective letter to present to legislators. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman explains what's in it.
Really encouraging them to really focus on providing a long-term work on mental health, making sure that they provide us some opportunity for reasonable security enhancements. We don't want our schools to feel prison-like. We want them to be a welcoming learning environment, but we also think schools could use some additional dollars for some additional security enhancements, including personnel and facilities expenditures.
They're also asking legislators to look at effective firearms regulations and funding public health research on firearms-related issues. Hillman said there's just not enough data to make the best policy decisions.
In general, the letter is just really making sure that the legislature knows that the Northfield School Board cares very much about it. It's our personal responsibility for every one of these students' safety, and they didn't feel they could sit by and idly watch.
Each board member signed the letter. Hillman and board chair Pritchard, along with members Iverson and Gorwitz, hand-delivered the letter to Representative Bly. They also delivered letters to Senator Dreheim and Governor Dayton last week. News from around the state is next.